plunder.
Okay, all right. What would you call a room where you throw stuff like that?
Storeroom.
Okay. And, speaking of the daily housework, what would you say a woman does, oh, I don't know, every morning or maybe every other morning? The house is real dirty, so she's got to do what?
She got to bed. I'll tell you what I do lots of times. I make up the bed and dry the dishes.
Yeah?
And she washes them.
Uh-huh.
And we get that stuff done first, and then we vacuum the thing. Of course, you can't tell for this.
Well,
it's dirty rock, yeah. Rug, because it's the doggone dirty. You can't get it out anyway.
Yeah.
Well, we got a good vacuum cleaner. It's in the rug.
Yeah.
And that's the first thing she does when she gets up. She makes up her bed.
Uh-huh.
And I generally come in there and put some coffee on her, get something, start cooking, and then I make up my bed.
Uh-huh.
This morning we was ready to go downstairs and start visiting it, waiting for the postman at 8:30.
He comes at 8:30? Or are you just waiting at 8:30?
We're through cleaning up.
You sure are energetic. I wasn't even up at 8:30.
Yeah.
I didn't get up. This morning, my alarm went off at 9. Well, and I lay there for about 15 minutes before I finally got up.
Yeah, well, how about your... Don't you have classes in the morning?
Yeah, now let's see. Tomorrow I register, and next Monday, week from today, I'm going to have to get up. Well, I don't know about that. That's going to be hard.
How to get your job over there at Lyndon Bain Johnson's library.
Yeah. They'll pay me a lot of money, guess what? That's what I need, a job that'll pay me a lot of money. What do you use to sweep with?
Broom.
Okay, and if... Say that door was open, you know, and there was a broom in the corner there. You'd say the broom is what in relation to the door? The broom is what? The door.
Broom what?
Well, if I was looking for a broom and it was back there and I couldn't see it because the door was open, and you were trying to tell me, you know, where the broom was?
It's behind the door.
Okay. Did you really do keep the broom?
Huh?
Where was it you said you really do keep the broom?
Right beside of the cabinet and icebox. There's a little space there about that wide.
Uh-huh.
Set it in there.
I have mine in the pantry and it falls down and come out the door.
Yeah.
Which is not very convenient. If your clothes are dirty and you have to get them ready to wear, you have to do the... What?
Do what now?
If your clothes are dirty and you have to get your clothes ready to wear, you have to do the...
The washing, you mean?
Mm-hmm, okay.
I put them in a basket.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a little room in there to set them in under the linen closet.
Uh-huh.
Keep them in there, keep the door closed.
Yeah.
See, we got a washing machine on this floor.
That's nice.
And dryer.
Mm-hmm.
Got a hair dryer in there, too.
Wow. Well, after you wash and dry the clothes, then what do you do to them?
Well, wash and wear stuff, we put them on hangers.
Yeah. What if it was all cotton and it wasn't wash and wear? Then what would you have to do?
Have to iron it.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that. Worst thing in the whole world. I only have about two
This year it's wash and wear. I don't iron it.
Yeah, this one too. You know, I hardly have anything
you have
to iron.
Yeah. I got 65 shirts in there.
65 shirts?
Yeah.
Man, you could get through 2 months without wearing the same shirt. That is a lot of shirts.
And I wash and wear. They were all washing there.
Uh-huh.
And I've got